Busy week for Democrats in Washington, D.C. Our friend, NPR News analyst Juan Williams joined us. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Scott.
Sorry about that mouthful. Did the Republicans take the week off?
Well, they might as well have in some ways. The Republicans at the moment can best be described as sort of a rear guard political action at mm-hmm. best. The key political fights that took place this week in Washington all are about Democratic initiatives. For instance, the White House looking at stress tests on banks mm-hmm. or trying to pick a Supreme Court nominee, reacting to unemployment numbers yesterday and Wall Street's pickup in terms of their performance. And, of course, then Democrats sort of squabbling over Senator Arlen Specter and whether or not the senator from Pennsylvania's transfer from one party to another also then transfers his seniority yeah. from the Republican to Democratic caucus. So it's Republicans are on the sidelines in almost all of the action.
Yeah, Republicans have denounced Senator Specter as what amounts to he's always been a Democrat in Republican clothing, and right. now Democrats are saying, no, he's still a Republican.
Exactly.
You're voting that way.
Yeah.
But what about Democratic opposition to the president's proposed budget cuts?
Very interesting. President Obama's White House is trying to take just $17 billion, Scott, out of a $3.4 trillion budget for 2010. So this is one half of 1%. It's really mm-hmm. minuscule. But it's interesting nonetheless because, again, what you see is opposition forming among the Democrats to the president's initiative, in this case, the budget cuts. For instance, Maurice Hinckley, the congressman from New York, saying, no, you've got to build that new helicopter for President Obama, yeah. even though it cost $835 million, which is what the White House is trying to cut. Or Dianne Feinstein out of California saying, oh, no, we insist on being reimbursed for jailing illegal immigrants. Or Mike Ross from Arkansas saying, there can't be any cuts in farm subsidies. Farmers depend on these federal subsidies. So the opposition is coming from Democrats who are saying we want to protect these spending packages as we go forward, not from so much from Republicans.
Who and what are some of the winners and losers you noticed in the proposed budget?
Well, I think one big thing that stands out is that Afghanistan now gets more funding for its military effort, mm-hmm. U.S. military effort there, than Iraq does. This is the first time that's ever happened, $65 billion for Afghanistan versus about $60 billion for Iraq. And then you'll notice another winner here is interesting one, Scott, is teachers, America's teachers. Mm-hmm. As a clear statement of policy now, the Obama administration is trying to make more money available for merit pay for teachers, teachers who have a proven record of success with students. So there's money available there. And there's money available for a Great Lakes cleanup, more money available for food safety, especially after all the trouble we've had.
Yeah. CIA report says that Nancy Pelosi was among the top congressional leaders briefed in 2002 on the use of harsh interrogation methods. Report was leaked. Will there be questions about what Speaker Pelosi and other Democratic leaders knew and when they knew it?
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's what this is all about. The suggestion being that, in fact, when she was briefed in September of 2002, this is a year after 9/11, she was told about the use of enhanced interrogation techniques and specific against Abu Zubaydah, one of the three CIA prisoners who was subjected to waterboarding. Her initial response, Nancy Pelosi's response, was to say, I knew this might be used, and it was in the realm of possibility, but she said she didn't realize that it had been used, and it had been used. But I think, Scott, the larger picture here is Republicans trying to build the case that those who were briefed should be held responsible, as well as those who Democrats are interested in probing for having written those memos that offer a legal rationalization for the use of what we now view as torture.
I really need your shrewd political analysis. President and Vice President had hamburgers for lunch, Ray's Hell's Burgers in Arlington, Virginia. The president reportedly had Dijon mustard. Is this a signal to the Sarkozy government to try and get them to commit more troops to Afghanistan, the French government?
I hadn't realized that. What happens then if he bought a pizza in Chicago, Scott?
If he bought a pizza, he got one delivered from St. Louis. Can you imagine?
Imagine how a guy from Brooklyn feels about this.
Chicago and gets in the White House and pizza from St. Louis. All right. NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.